Welcome, Dumbheads, to the 2017 Mega Dumbcast New Year's Countdown. This year on Mega Dumbcast, I discussed the dumbest thing on every goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies RPG. To cap off my misery and yours, I'm turning to The Rifter, Palladium's magazine slash supplement series for fan-submitted works. I'll drop an episode about one Ninjas and Super Spies article every day through the new year. Now let's continue the countdown with number 10. Today we're discussing The Rifter number 35 from July 2006. This is the inaugural, I can't believe I'm saying this, Rifter swimsuit issue. And if you don't believe me, you can look at the cover of Rifter number 35. This one's definitely going on the Instagram, where you are going to see a frankly horrific woman in a pink bikini. There's an oddly proportioned corgi, and I mean oddly proportioned even for a corgi, pulling a towel that is underneath her. She's standing sort of bent over for no reason. There's a sea monster rising from the sea to ogle her. There's some kind of a little lizard man. The whole thing looks like it was colored with crayon by a child in a coloring book that no child should have. I've also got some real questions about this woman's nipples, but it's not that kind of podcast, so I leave you to speculate on your own time. The overall effect of this cover is comical, but I submit to you that if you found this illustration in the effects of a serial killer, you would be chilled. The more you focus on her face, the worse it is. Okay, I'm moving away from this page now. We're not here to talk about the cover, although maybe that woman's a ninja, I don't know. We're here to talk about page 25, where you will find a nameless, topless woman. Now, you would think that if you were doing a swimsuit issue for a role-playing game, you would do something like, game-related. You would do something involving like, making characters and illustrating them or something like that. And in fact, that is an idea that Palladium is going to hit upon in future swimsuit issues. But in this issue, it's just pictures. Just page after page of pictures of mostly naked women who seem like they could be from one of the Palladium game lines. The only textual content that we get about this mystery woman is from the contents, which tell us that this is a, quote, lovely Asian master of martial arts to represent ninjas and super spies. This illustration, too, will be going up on Instagram, at least in part. I'm in a little bit of a quandary here because, I mean, I'm reviewing a feature that consists only of a page in this book that I'm talking about that is a picture. I feel like, for review purposes, it's okay for me to reproduce the picture, but given that the Instagram is a step removed from the podcast, given that since this is a swimsuit supplement, these pictures are part of the core value of the product, quote-unquote value, maybe it's not cool for me to post too much of this art for my own purposes. In any case, whatever I am going to post is going to be on the Instagram, and this is visual content, so go there to check it out. In case I end up not posting this, though, let me just describe it to you. The cherry blossoms are in bloom. Put yourself, this is a beautiful Asian day. I don't know where we are exactly, but there are cherry blossoms. We're in a setting of some natural beauty. We see mountains in the distance, some shrubs in the foreground. We're in a grassy field. And then front and center, we have a woman facing mostly away from us. She's wearing only one article of what I would characterize as clothing. Looks like maybe bikini bottoms. It's hard to guess whether these are panties or bikini bottoms because I can't see the top or the sides of these bottoms because she's also wearing a thick belt. Attached to that, she has a sheath holding what appears to be like one of those concave bamboo knives. It's very, very flat and broad. Possibly she's going to be replanting some bamboo. She may be the groundskeeper here. Granted, she is not dressed like a groundskeeper, but she's also not dressed like a ninja, so checkmate. On her thigh, she has a leather strap, which is holding three little, I don't know, darts or something. She has an elaborate tattoo all over her back, stretching down onto her butt, of a dragon coiling around this traditionally drawn, looks like a Japanese woman. So I'm leaning toward Japan here between the cherry blossoms and the artistic style of her back tattoo. We're narrowing this down. This is like Cheesecake CSI here. With one arm, her left arm, she is holding her giant boobs. She's looking over her shoulder at us, the viewer, as though to say, I see what you're doing and you're gross. And in her right hand, she is holding three little, what looks like throwing knives. I hope she's got a target immediately in mind because she definitely has nowhere else to put those until she's ready to throw them. As I mentioned, this illustration is perfectly competent. The proportions seem a little bit wonky to me. Granted, she is so twisted around that it's hard to really get a good sense of what size everything is. I think there's a good possibility that her face's span from cheekbone to cheekbone is about as wide as her waist. But Again, it's hard to tell given that her spine is twisted about as far as the human anatomy will permit. So I'll give the artist the benefit of the doubt and assume this is a realistic portrayal of a topless ninja wearing panties and a knife belt, twisted 90 degrees to gaze out over her own butt as she clutches her own boobs and shows off her Yakuza back tattoo on a lovely day in a public park. Join me next time as we discuss another mostly naked lady in this audio medium on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. Did you know that this New Year's countdown is also a shameless fundraiser for MDC Season 2? It is. A second season about Heroes Unlimited is in the works, and if every regular MDC listener made a one-time donation of $3, its hosting costs would be paid for. If you accept this mission, go click my coffee button at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. The future of heroism itself depends upon your podcast patron dollars. No pressure. This has been part of MDC's 2017 New Year's Countdown. A new episode will drop every day through January 1st. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your podcatcher of choice, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, The Rifter, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This theme song is New Year's Party by Topti Jin by Kim and Buran, whose work you can find on freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.